Hi, I'm making this recording so as to help anyone that seems to be having a problem with the correct pronunciation of our Savior's name and of the name of the God of Israel. This is not a difficult thing. It's very easy, actually, and some make it just way too hard for some reason. I don't know why, but it is very simple. Yahshua is how you say his name. Some say Yahushua. You can have your choice. When you look in the Hebrew, where you find the name Joshua in the King James Version, for example, and you look this up in the Hebrew, you find out that it is pronounced and spelled as Yahushua. This is something that you can really get into. We don't need to here. But the Yahushua, you have like the president of Israel, for example, Netanyahu. His name is spelled in this manner with the U. I don't have a problem with that myself. Some people do, but I don't, because the name is exclusive. And the second part of the name, which includes the U, is actually a definition and is part of the name. When used together, but it is a definition, whereas the first part of the name, Yah, is not a definition. It is, in fact, indefinable. So, what you have in the name Yahshua is, or even Yahushua, you have, you're saying, actually, Yah is Savior. For Shua means Savior, and Yahushua means salvation. They both are saying the same thing, essentially. Yah is Savior. Yah is salvation. So this is the same to me. What is wrong, where the error falls in, is the people that are using, or that comes from the Messianic movement, and that is the name Yeshua. Yeshua. They drop the H. And in dropping the H, they literally cut the name in half or cut it off. The name Yeshua, by definition, means salvation, but that's all it means. So when you say Yeshua, you're just saying the same thing as salvation. You can look this up in the Hebrew dictionary, and you will find out this is true. Yeshua is not a name. It has been applied as a name, but it is merely a definition, meaning salvation. But when you get to say the name, there's a whole book in the Old Testament named Joshua. When you correct that to Yahshua or Yahushua, as they have it in the Hebrew, you'll find out that that something entirely different is being said. An added element is in there. It is the name of the God of Israel. Yahshua or Yahushua is saying Yah is Savior or Yah is salvation. So technically, I suppose you could say Yah Yeshua. You see what I mean? So the first part of the name is being dropped when you use Yeshua. All you're saying then is salvation. And that could actually technically apply to anyone. But when you say Yahshua or Yahushua, that can only be applied to one, you know, in the sense of what you're saying and what you're testifying to and what you're confessing as your one and only Savior. Now the name Yahweh, some say Yahweh, some say Yahweh, and I believe, again, that both of those are correct, because you have the same thing happening here that you have with the name of our Savior. Yahweh is Yahweh. The latter part of that name is identified as, and many commentators have struggled over this, but they have identified this to mean causes to be, or it can be I am. They like to put that with, you know, I am, like the only one. Or I will be what I will be. So no one touches the first part of the name, Yah. It's all Yahweh. So it's Yah causes to be, or Yah I will be what I will be, or Yah I am or is. So these definitions are correct, but you'll notice the last part of the name is the definition. And so put together, it is a complete name, but it does not fully identify Yah, as that name for for our God and Savior is indefinable. It means only one individual, only one person, and there is no way to define it completely. For he is all things. He is everything. He is the creator and sustainer of all things. And he gets his power and authority from the Father. And the Father's name, you know, says that he comes in his Father's name. So put two and two together. Anyway, I hope this has helped someone. You have Yahshua or Yahushua. You have Yahweh or Yahweh. And I think you're good. You're good to go. And in your prayers, I hope this benefits you. When you restore these names in your readings and in your own Bible studies, you'll see the full benefit of this. I give you thanks in his name and hope this will help you and anyone else to simplify this matter. So, your servant Dan, signing off. Have a nice day.